With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a Crowd podcast.
It's Quiz Chat Repeat, the UK's only and therefore best daily quiz podcast. Every episode, we ask a different person 12 questions for a maximum of 15 points. Let's get quizzing. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and welcome to A Quiz of Your Life. Joining me to tackle 12 questions about themselves today is weatherman and presenter Owain Wynne Evans. Hello, Owain.
Oh, Makita, how are you?
I'm very good. I love A Quiz of Your Life.
Oh, I can't wait to play this, honestly. I think I'll learn lots about myself, I imagine.
I'm hoping I learn a bit more about you too. So it's 12 questions, all about your past and your passions. Let's quiz. Question number one, Owain. If you could be any animal or creature, you'd either be a llama or an axolotl, as they're both very camp in their own ways.
Absolutely.
The question is, what continent do llamas come from?
Oh my gosh. Oh, Makita, this is hard. I think... South America?
Correct.
Yes.
Correct answer. Llamas are from South America. Question number two. Apparently, you can do an awful Kylie Minogue impression.
Oh, no.
No, we won't ask you to do it. But can okay. you tell me what character she played in Baz Luhrmann's 2001 film Moulin Rouge?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me about Charlene then. I could have told you all about Charlene in Neighbours, the mechanic. You know what? I don't think I've seen Moulin Rouge.
Really? No, I don't think I have. But she was quite famously this character in the film.
Was she in Moulin Rouge? There's nothing registering upstairs as far as famous characters from Moulin Rouge goes. So I'm going to say Lady Rouge. Might own the Moulin Rouge. Making up a character here.
Lady Rouge. Lady is, Rouge. I'm afraid, incorrect. The correct answer is the Green Fairy. I think she's like the Absinthe Fairy.
Oh, right. Okay. Fair enough. Good for Kylie.
Yeah. Okay. Question number three. Growing up, Owain, you yearned for a job in the theatre, preferably in the effects department. You have a fascination with smoke machines.
Yeah. Okay. I love a smoke machine, Makita. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. The question is, can you tell what item of clothing shares its name with the nearest edge of a stage, usually curved to the audience?
I was going to say fringe, but no, that's not right. Is it the tabard?
Incorrect. I'm afraid the answer is apron.
Oh, of course it is. Oh.
Traditionally, this is the one curved side, but there are also apron stages that have three or more sides encroaching into the house, such as in the Globe Theatre. Wow.
Okay.
Question number four. Your first proper job was presenting a children's news programme for BBC Wales. Can you tell me what decade did BBC's flagship children's news show Newsround begin?
Oh, this was yonks ago, wasn't it? I think Newsround started in the 1960s or 70s. I mean, I think I have to go with 60s now because I said it and I've committed to it. 60s.
It's incorrect. It's the 1970s.
Oh, no.
Question number five. You're a weatherman, so let's test your credentials.
Oh, no.
What F was the latest storm to be named by the UK Met Office on the 24th of August 2020?
So they started naming storms a while ago so that people remember them.
Oh.
Let's see if this works. I think it was Storm Francis.
Correct.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Right? You needed that one. Why did they start naming them like with weird women's? Francis isn't one, but they're always like called some woman that you like wish didn't call you. Like,
oh, like somebody from down the street.
Yeah, it's always like sort of Beverly.
Like Phyllis.
It's like, what?
It's actually people can submit their own suggestions and they randomly kind of pick them out of a hat.
No.
And that's how they choose the names, yeah. So get your name. Maybe next year there'll be a Storm Mikita and a Storm Owain.
Oh my God, here's hoping.
That'd be great.
If there's anyone that can make it happen, it's the man I'm talking to right now, surely.
You'd think so.
Come on. All right, question number six. A faraway hometown hero of yours is Swansea's own Bonnie Tyler.
Oh, icon, icon.
Can you tell me which 80s film was her hit Holding Out for a Hero initially written and released for?
I've got a feeling it was like a sporty kind of film. And sport is not my favourite genre. Mm. I was going to say like Rocky, but I think Rocky was before then. And it was also in Short Circuit 2.
Oh my goodness.
I remember that, but I don't know
which. I've got that in my notes here.
Have you?
Yes.
Really?
She used in many films after the one we're looking for, including Short Circuit 2. I might have to give you a... I'm going to give you a point.
Oh,
I'm going to have to give you a point.
Thank you.
Can you name the film we were actually looking for?
I don't think so. I think Rocky's wrong, isn't it?
Yes, the correct answer is Footloose.
Oh, yes, of course.
Question number seven. So your last meal, you said, would be one more serving of your husband's fabulous dal, a slightly inappropriate dish, as dal is a Sanskrit verb meaning to split. The question is, which common pulse is split to make the traditional dish chana dal?
I've had a chana dal many a time.
God, they're good.
They're so good, aren't they? Oh, I want one now, actually.
Me too.
Right, so it's not a lentil. It's obviously some kind of pulse. Is it lentil?
Incorrect. I'm afraid it's a chickpea.
Oh, no, I was just thinking that, honestly.
That's why they're creamy. It's the chickpea.
Oh, well, I'll know that next time I'm enjoying one.
Question number eight. Your favourite holiday was a trip to Australia with your husband, and Melbourne was your favourite city. Melbourne is very much the sport capital of Australia. So can you tell me what month of the year is the Australian Tennis Open held in Melbourne?
Now, I think I might know this, Mikita.
Right.
But also, I might be wrong. I think it's towards the end of the year. I think it's in... Is it November?
So incorrect. The correct answer is January.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Question number nine. You've gained global recognition, rightly so, for being the drumming weatherman and have covered many TV theme tunes during lockdown. The question is, what is the song title of the EastEnders theme tune?
I just thought it was called EastEnders Theme.
You and me both. The correct answer is Anyone Can Fall in Love.
Really?
Which is just insane to me.
That's really bizarre.
It is. All right, question number 10. You're a huge RuPaul's Drag Race fan and even provided a promotional trailer for the first UK series by enacting a weather forecast where you introduced each participating queen. Wow. That's some good marketing, BBC. The question is, for one point, can you name any guest judge that took part in the first UK series of RuPaul's Drag Race?
Yeah, there was Jade from Little Mix. Jade Thirlwall.
Correct. Absolutely. Jade Thirlwall was in there. You could have also had Maisie Williams, Jerry Halliwell, Andrew Garfield.
Oh, yeah.
Michaela Cole, Cheryl and Twiggy. What a gang. I love that.
Oh, what a lineup, eh? Great.
Question number 11. The soundtrack to your life would either be Joseph's Technicolor Dreamcoat or Celine Dion's Greatest Hits. I'm with you on that second one.
Great one.
So the question is for 2 points. Can you name two top 40 hits of Celine Dion's that are actually cover versions?
Ooh. I Drove All Night.
Absolutely correct. It's a Cyndi Lauper song.
What else has she done that has been a cover? No, she did... is it The Power of Love?
Yes, correct.
Yay!
Correct. That is a Jennifer Rush song. So Beauty and the Beast, 1991. Angela Lansbury sang the original Disney film version. It's also brilliant. It's All Coming Back to Me Now, 1996. First performed by Pandora's Box. All By Myself, 1996. It's an Eric Carmen song. And Treat Her Like a Lady, 1999, Diana King song. The First Time I Ever Saw Your Face, actually a 70s folk song, which then again sang by Roberta Flack. Question number 12. You say the best gift you've ever received was a drum kit your parents gave you when you were 8.
Yes.
And you're sure they've probably regretted that decision since. But the question is for 3 points. Can you name 3 of the top 10 drummers of all time, according to Rolling Stone magazine, published in 2016?
Ooh, okay. I'm going to go for the famous ones. Is Tico Torres on the list?
Oh my God, he's not.
No Tico Torres.
Not even down to the 20. We're looking for in the top 10 for your answer, but not even down to my 20. Who's Tico Torres for again? Who's he drum for?
Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi, of course. Yeah. Tico.
Tico. Yeah, you know Tico. Phil Collins. Phil's got to be there.
How is Phil Collins not on this list?
Oh, this is scandalous.
This is absolutely scandalous.
Would John Bonham be on the list?
Absolutely. Number one on my list.
Oh,
John
great.
Bonham.
Thank goodness for that. I'm trying to...
You're out of guesses.
Oh, right, okay. I was going to say Ringo Starr next, but...
He's also... What? Not... 14, fine.
Oh, okay. I'm a bit late with these, aren't I?
Number 2, Keith Moon. Of course, The Who. Ginger Baker's yeah. Number 3, Cream.
Oh, of course, Ginger Baker.
4, Neil Peart from Rush. 5, Hal Blaine from The Wrecking Crew and The Beach Boys and The Phil Spector Band. Number 6, Clyde Stubblefield and John Starks from James Brown. 7, Gene Krupa, a drumming band leader and singer. Number 8, Mitch Mitchell, Jimi Hendrix. Oh, boom. Number 9, Al Jackson Jr. from Booker T and the MGs. And 10, Stuart Copeland from The Police.
Oh, there we go. I should have known more of those, really, but, you know. Slap on the wrist.
Your score at the end of the quiz of your life is 7 points.
Oh, not bad at all. I mean, I think, is that quite a good score, would you say, Makita?
Considering it's very loosely based on your life. If it was actually based on your life, I'd be worried. We'll talk you through your points after this break.
Hello, I'm Geraint Thomas.
And I'm Tom Fordyce.
And this is your official invite to come and join our brand new cycling club.
Now, good news, it's a podcast too, so you can come and listen to us, try and build this club from scratch, and we'll have a few familiar faces joining us for the ride too. Right, G, time to tell everyone what we've called this club.
Well, we thought long and hard about this, so we came up with a strong, original name that really stands out. The Geraint Thomas Cycling Club.
Yeah, I suppose it's easy to remember at least, isn't it? We will have new episodes for you every single Tuesday.
Come and join us.
You know what, Owain? We would like the terrible Kylie impression.
Oh, really?
I mean, if you would like to give it to us.
Of course I would. You know, okay. It's very offensive if you're Kylie Minogue or Australian. So I can only say her name in the accent. And it goes like this. Kylie Minogue.
Oh, no. I love that kind of Australian.
Did it sound like she was there saying her name?
Yes, that was weird.
I could do a sister as well. Denny Minogue.
I can do her sister as well. You really can. And it's weird, you can't tell who's who. That's how well, like, no, they are.
They're very similar vocally when they say their names. So, you know.
They're just that. That was the quiz of your life, Owain. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Makita. I've loved it.
That might be my favourite episode so far. The highs, the lows, it had everything. And you can listen to them all now via your smart speaker if you just say the words, Alexa, play Quiz Chat Repeat Podcast. Isn't technology clever?
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.